Hello and welcome to another week of Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. Each day we give you just a brief insight into the Bible, and we hope that it's helping you to build a daily rhythm of spending time with and thinking about God. The Bible reading today is Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. In recent days, we've had some fairly long readings as we've worked our way through Paul's letter to the Romans. So for balance, here is a really short one. It's a truly amazing verse, though, one worth trying to memorize. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. What are you hoping for right now? Perhaps now more than ever, we are having to hold on to our sense of hope about the future. There are so many things we haven't been able to do over the last 12 months, everything from being allowed to see and visit relatives to going to the cinema, that we've had to build up banks of hope in credit, lists of things that we cannot wait to do again. But in a time of so much uncertainty, where false hope about the future has become a hazard of daily life, where can we draw hope from? Paul gives us the answer in this incredible verse. Of course, the answer is God, just like in any good Sunday school class. But listen to exactly what Paul says. He doesn't say, may God give you hope. He talks about the God of hope. Hope is what God is about. It's part of who he is. He dispenses hope. He's the source of the best hope in the universe. And why is that? Because he always, always keeps his promises. He promises that he'll be our fortress and our rock in times of trouble. He promises that he is faithful, that he'll never leave us or let us go. He promises that in all things he's working for our good. And he promises that he will spend eternity with us in paradise without fear, without pain and without darkness. And he always, always keeps his promises. So Paul says, know who this God is. He's the God of hope. And as you realise that, allow that same God to fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. But wait, in this short verse, there's even more. Paul doesn't just want us to be filled with hope, but overflowing with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because what happens when something overflows? It spills out onto all sorts of other things and people. Hope, when it's drawn from the source of all hope, is infectious. It spreads and brings light into the lives of the people around us too. We're not meant to keep this great hope to ourselves, but to become a great beacon of hope to a world that so desperately needs some right now. You might want to join me in praying this brief prayer. God of hope, would you fill me with all joy and peace today as I trust in you, so that I might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so for a world that is currently experiencing so much darkness, may I become a light. Amen. There's now a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do to put this little thought into practical action. And here's today's. Today, we're going to give you a very practical way of being a hope bearer to the people around you. So your job today is to be an encourager, to tell people they're great, to keep going, even that they're loved by God. Find as many people you can to send encouragements to in as many ways as you can. Spread some hope, joy, and peace through your words today. If you want to get in touch about today's Orbit or about anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. It would be great to have more of your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow, but thanks for taking part today.